This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Summer concerts. Spreading COVID. And TV personality Piers Morgan. How he says he caught COVID. Then, worst summer colds ever.
I officially have the worst cold.
Her house looks like a pharmacy, and the weight of the world.
Is the pressure getting to be too much for Olympic champ Simone Biles?
And does Donald Trump really want the U.S. women's soccer team to lose?
They unexpectedly lost, and Americans were happy about it.
Plus, the extraordinary video everyone's talking about. The mom and daughter trapped under the car.
I got the baby.
What we found when we went to the scene today.
This is the Minnie Mouse dress that she was wearing.
Then, why parents are calling this the summer camp from hell. Shut down after just 6 days. What went wrong?
It was like, what did I sign up for?
And how they look so amazing in a bikini after age 50. J-Lo.
Woo!
Demi, Liz Hurley, Bikini Secrets. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. COVID is still raging, but that's not stopping the summer concert scene. This was the scene in Miami this weekend as a massive crowd attended the first big music festival of the season. The Delta variant is now spreading in every single state, and though you may be vaccinated, you could be at risk. TV personality Piers Morgan is fully vaccinated, but he still got COVID after attending a big sporting event. Jim Murray has details.
TV personality Piers Morgan is recovering today from a severe bout of COVID. Morgan says he caught the virus at the big soccer final in London 2 weeks ago, the same game little Prince George attended with his parents, Kate and William. Morgan, who is fully vaccinated with the AstraZeneca shots, was there with his three sons. Fans had to show a negative test to get into the stadium, but hundreds charged the fences, overwhelming police. 2 days later, Morgan says he was stricken, the roughest I felt from any illness in my adult life. Morgan's experience is striking a nerve today as concert season gets underway here in the USA. Over the weekend, 80,000 music fans gathered at a music festival in Miami, where COVID cases are skyrocketing. The crowd was packed tightly together, singing along to the music. Next weekend, 400,000 fans are expected at the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. Actor Kevin Connolly, best known for HBO's Entourage, says even though he's vaccinated, he's battling COVID, and so is his newborn daughter, just 6 weeks old.
It's been hard, and it's hard when your kid is sick, you know, and it's because there's really nothing you can do. But she's doing great. It's just, you know, I think that just the congestion part, but the fever's down, and we're all back on the road to recovery.
Not long ago, this conservative radio host sang a song mocking COVID restrictions and vaccines. Now 61-year-old Phil Valentine is fighting for his life in the hospital. I spoke to his brother, Mark.
Does your brother regret not telling all of the people who listen to him to go on out and get vaccinated?
Absolutely. And when he gets an opportunity to get back to that microphone, he's going to do just that. And he wishes he had been more adamantly pro-vaccination. Absolutely. And that's an unequivocal change of position.
And mom of eight, Janine Starling, just left the hospital after a two-week battle with severe COVID. The Jacksonville woman says she was adamantly anti-vaccine until she got sick. Now she has a message to all Americans.
Get the damn shot. Don't put yourself through suffering the way I did.
Today, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that all city workers must be fully vaccinated by September 13th, or they'll have to wear a mask at work and be tested weekly. And if you've got the sniffles or a sore throat, don't panic. It may not be COVID. Turns out all that social distancing and mask wearing has lowered our resistance to the common cold. And this season's cold is being called the worst ever.
I officially have the worst cold ever.
Chen Kirschenbaum has been trying to shake a bad cold for 3 weeks.
So I bought this box of tissues last week, and it's literally empty. This is my second bottle of NyQuil and my second bottle of DayQuil. I bought this large box of tea bags, and I have 3 left because I think that the tea is the only thing that's helping my, sore throat.
Social media is buzzing with posts from people who say they're fighting the worst colds they've ever had.
Tell me how I somehow managed to get some random virus.
I'm fully vaxxed. Take my mask off once to go into Wawa and get cash. Now look at me.
You get congested and miserable and
We asked Dr. Roshini Raj why this is happening.
Because people were home so much last year, their immune system wasn't really exposed to a lot of the cold viruses that normally circulate. So their immune system, while it's not weakened, it's just not primed as much as it normally is. So you may be more susceptible to get a cold, and you might get a more severe summer cold than what you're used to.
Since cold symptoms may mimic mild cases of COVID, the only reliable way to tell them apart is to get tested.
If you are experiencing a loss of taste or smell, experts say there is a better chance that it's COVID and not just a cold. It's a reminder that even the great Simone Biles is human. The gymnast says she feels like the weight of the world is on her shoulders after a less than stellar showing, which left her team finishing behind the Russians in the qualifiers. That look on her face says it all.
Simone Biles is opening up about the pressure she's feeling after enduring an unusual off day on the first round of competition. I truly do feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders at times, she posted on Instagram. I know I brush it off and make it seem like pressure doesn't affect me, but damn, sometimes it's hard, ha ha ha. The Olympics is no joke. Despite her stumbles, she still qualified first in the all-around.
I thought I'd give you a little bit of a Olympic Village tour.
Athletes from around the world are offering more details about life in the Olympic Village.
So currently walking through an area that's got like general shop, hair salon on that side. We've got the gift store.
They're doing their best to soak in the sights of Tokyo.
Those cars right there, they drive themselves. How crazy is that?
Cardboard beds are the talk of the Olympics, so the U.S. volleyball team put them to the test with a variety of activities. In a speech in Phoenix, former President Trump called out the U.S. women's soccer team for kneeling in protest before their first game, prior to their shocking loss to Sweden.
Wokeism makes you lose, ruins your mind, and ruins you as a person. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on.
The crowd of Trump supporters booed the American athletes.
He can't resist, even when it means rooting against his own country, which probably in the long run isn't great politics.
Back in Tokyo, all eyes are on the German women's gymnastics team, which has opted to wear full-body unitards instead of traditional leotards. The team says they're protesting the sexualization of the sport. Others are calling out the rules requiring women's beach handball players to wear these skimpy bikinis. The singer Pink is calling the uniforms very sexist. She even offered to pay the $1,700 fine recently imposed on the Norwegian team after they wore shorts instead of bikini bottoms. I'll be happy to pay your fines for you. Keep it up, Pink says.
And one of the best moments of the Olympics actually happened in the stands. Watch as the coach of the Australian women's swim team goes absolutely bonkers when they won the gold. Poor Japanese official next to him just didn't know what to do. On a much more somber note, you may have seen that terrifying video of a mother carrying her baby daughter being mowed down while crossing the street. Footage shows them being dragged into a barber shop. And now the responding police officers are talking to Les Trent and taking him back to the scene where they helped lift the car with their bare hands.
It's difficult to watch. A mom holding her infant is in the path of a speeding car. She tries to run, but it's too late. The car barrels into a barber shop. She's pinned against a wall. Her daughter is trapped under the car.
Got a call of a car that drove into the barber shop, reports of a baby underneath the car.
If it's even possible to use the word lucky after this horrific accident, there is this. It is lucky for the infant girl and her mother that the two hero cops happened to be sitting in this deli right here when that out-of-control car came smashing through this barbershop. Yonkers, New York police officers Rocco Fusco and Paul Samoyedny reacted in a split second. Police body camera captures the drama as they desperately try to save the baby. You could see mom in the green shirt. There's blood coming from her arm.
403 headquarters, expedite. We got a baby under the vehicle.
You can hear the little girl screaming.
How far into this barbershop was the car?
Mom was all the way into the back wall. And the baby was underneath, closer to the front passenger tire. You could almost tell that the baby was trying to move towards mom, but wasn't able to move.
Civilians join in, and all together, they lift the car to free the child.
We got the car up just enough, and then Foley here was crawling through broken glass.
I got it. I got the baby.
She's wearing a little Minnie Mouse dress.
That moment where you pull the baby out, can you just tell me what you're thinking?
Well, I was just glad that the baby was crying and moving. That's really all I was thinking.
Today, a reminder of the terrifying accident.
This is the Minnie Mouse dress that she was wearing.
Mom is identified as 36-year-old Myrna Nunez. Her daughter's name is Leslie.
How's Myrna doing?
Myrna had to get leg surgery and the baby had to get back surgery from her skin. The skin was burnt from like the crash that happened. It was so horrible.
You guys are the heroes of this story.
Well, I think mom and baby just surviving are the heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be modest. Take it. Take it. Take it.
I got it. I got the baby.
Wow, it is amazing the mother and daughter are okay. The driver has been charged with DWI and is being held on $500,000 bail. It's been called Carmageddon, the lack of rental cars, which has led to sky-high prices. And the timing couldn't be worse with the summer travel season in full swing. Lisa Guerrero has more.
It's another insanely long line at the airport, but this time it's to get a rental car. Frustrated travelers are standing for as long as 2 hours, hoping there will be a rental waiting for them. Last year, at the height of the pandemic, major car rental companies sold off a third of their fleet. That's nearly 800,000 cars. And now that summer travel is way up in 2021, there are more customers than cars. And that is not a good combination. Broadway star Audra McDonald tweeted this photo of an empty lot when she landed. In the Atlanta airport, none. And when one comes up, people are running for it. This is ridiculous, she writes. Katie Rogers found herself in a real predicament when she flew to a wedding in Maine and couldn't get a rental car.
Everywhere I looked for an alternative to a traditional car rental was either booked up, way too expensive, or not available in this area of Maine yet.
So Katie rented a U-Haul pickup truck instead.
It was actually a really nice vehicle, and I was happy to have it. I ended up running some errands for the bride and groom and made use of the truck bed.
This couple vacationing in Hawaii were stuck with a giant U-Haul.
There are a lot of alternatives to car rentals. There are car sharing services. Probably the most famous are Turo or Zipcar. And actually Lyft is now doing car sharing.
Certainly it was better than nothing at all.
It's estimated car rental prices are about 88% higher than a year ago during the height of the pandemic. This lady tackles lots of problems rehabbing homes on HGTV, and now she's solving a problem at her own house, those pesky porch pirates. She spoke with Megan Alexander.
I'm gonna make some breakfast.
She remodels old homes on HGTV's Good Bones, but now Mina Starciak-Hawk can add Porch Pirate Avenger to her resume. Mina was determined to fight back after her home surveillance camera caught thieves stealing packages off her porch in Indianapolis.
I bought some prank packages.
She even tested them on her 2-year-old son, Jack.
Slide that towards you.
That's not nice.
I got the little like spider prank just to kind of convey the message like,
okay, if you're going to keep stealing stuff, you're going to get things that you really don't care for.
That's not all. In her arsenal of prank packages, she's got glitter bombs, a motion-sensored alarm, and just maybe dirty diapers.
What did you hope was the reaction of the porch pirate?
The reaction that I'm looking for is just to maybe think twice about doing it again.
We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next, why parents are calling this the summer camp from hell. Shut down after just 6 days. What went wrong?
It was like, what did I sign up for?
And how they look so amazing in a bikini after age 50. J-Lo.
Woo!
Demi. Liz Hurley. Bikini Secrets. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
It's been a popular summer camp for 85 years, but after being closed last year for COVID, it shut down this year just 6 days after opening. Staff members who were there tell horror stories about a lack of food and counselors.
The camp looks amazing in this promotional video. Spectacular scenery, swimming, rustic cabins, archery, hiking. Sure, it was pricey, $3,400 for just 2 weeks, but lots of parents thought Camp Quinnebarge in New Hampshire was worth it. But the camp shut down after just 6 days. Counselors we spoke to say the complaints include meals served on dirty dishes, shortage of food, not enough trained counselors. One kid wrote home, "We are not having fun. So many things are wrong with this place." Kinda reminds us of that famous spoof song.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Giovea Harris was a camp counselor.
It was like, what did I sign up for?
Things seemed helter-skelter. Madcap.
Caliban Chesterfield was a kitchen assistant at the camp. What was it like working in the kitchen?
We had some issues with food being prepared properly. Sometimes it was being sent back because it was still undercooked, sometimes raw.
The camp's executive director says there were pandemic-related challenges. We closed when it became clear the staffing and food issues were not improving and were likely to get worse. We sincerely apologize to all those families and staff members who were impacted by our premature closure.
The camp says despite the drama, they've already started planning for summer of 2022. And when we come back, some famous women over 50 still looking fabulous in their bikinis, their secrets revealed.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
They're all over 50 and still turning heads. Now their Fountain of Youth secrets are being revealed.
J-Lo stuns in a bikini as she celebrates turning 52 aboard a yacht in the south of France with her boyfriend Ben Affleck. J-Lo is among a list of celebrities staying sexy over 50, and the New York Post is revealing how they do it. J-Lo's secret? Hours of cardio dance, a collagen-boosting supplement, and apple cider vinegar gummies. She swears she's all natural. For the 500 millionth time, I have never done Botox or any injectable or surgery. At age 58, Demi Moore defies the hands of time. She credits dance cardio and also at-home mirror workouts, which is a virtual gym offering classes. And age 54, Halle Berry is bikini fabulous. Her main stay-in-shape secret? Martial arts, also boxing and body-resistant bands. And Elizabeth Hurley is 56 with a washboard physique. She starts every morning by downing a large glass of warm water. And get this, she doesn't go to the gym. Cheryl Wilson is founder of Fitnautic.
First tip for anyone that wants to look like Jennifer Lopez.
First tip is every single movement that you do, do it with intention.
She shows me how to do the proper squat.
Core stays in. Chest is going to stay out as you reach your hips back. And avoiding strain on the joints is super important as we get older.
One more exercise.
Tricep extensions. Draw stomach in. And I want you to squeeze the back of your arms, your triceps, as tight as you possibly can.
Great tips for anyone who wants to stay in shape after 50.
They all look great. And speaking of bikinis, when we come back, a big oops moment at the beach. Finally today, well, that wasn't supposed to happen.
She's striking her best bikini pose, but when she hops off the tree branch, she ends up with an atomic wedgie. Yikes, that's gotta hurt.
And that's Inside Edition. See you tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.